Well, mates, it is to be hoped none of the other ships has met with the same ill luck that yours has, said old David. It will be a wonder if they have not. I mind the time, for it's not long ago that 19 fine ships were lost altogether about here. It was a bad year for the underwriters and for the owners, too, let me tell you. I was on board the Rattler, a fine new ship, when in company with many others we were beset not far from Cape York by the ice driven in by a strong southwester. Our best chance was to form a line under the lee of the heaviest floe we could pick out, and there, stem and stern touching each other, we waited for what was to come. The gale increased and forced the floes one over the other, till the heaviest in sight came driving down upon us. The first ship had lifted completely on to the ice, the next was nearly stove in, and many of her timbers were broken, and then, getting more in earnest, it regularly dashed to pieces the four next it got foul of, sending them flying over the ice in every direction. We were glad enough to escape with our lives, which we had hard work to do, and then some hundreds of us were turned adrift, not knowing what to do with ourselves. We thought ourselves badly off, but we were many times better than the people of another ship near us. They had made fast to an iceberg when it toppled right over and crushed them and the ship to atoms. We were not alone, for not far from us another fleet was destroyed, and all together we mustered nearly 1,000 strong Englishmen, Frenchmen, and Danes. We built huts and put up tents, as we have saved plenty of provisions and had liquor in abundance. We had a very jolly time of it.